Likutei Moran is the sefer that Rav Nosson Mibreslov, he's a Talmud Mufak of Rabbi Nachman. Right, this is the Breslov sefer. Right, the Tanya is the Chabad sefer. Right, and that was written by the Raz. And this is the sefer, the Talmud of the Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson. Okay, so we're going to start. It's based on a Gemara, and he's going to bring us to an understanding of the Gemara at the end. The first bit about a Gemara in Baba Basra, which is a very, very interesting Gemara. If we get there, we'll see. So it starts. Ashrei, the first deal, Kuf Yute. Ashrei Tamidei Derech. Aholchim Meteres Hashem. Happy the people who are going in Tamimei Derech. The people who are Tamimim. The people who are the simple people who are going in the simple ways. Ahochim Teres Hashem. Those are the people who go in the Teres of Hashem. Okay, so he's going to explain this pasuk. Da, you should know. Ki ayadei haTorah, through the Torah, nitkablim kol hatfilot. That means through limud haTorah, hatfiles are accepted. That's a big statement. Kol hatfilot, or kol habakashot, all our tefillahs and all that which we ask, shalom vakshim or mitpalim, they're all accepted through the schus of the Torah. That's a very interesting chazanish. There's a chazanish in his Igeret. He says a similar thing. He says, when a person learns Torah properly, his tefillah is a different tefillah. And when a person davens properly, his Torah is a different Torah. Here we're saying that the tefillah is the ikkah, and through the Torah is the ikkah, and through limud haTorah, a person's tefillah is different, and therefore his tefillah is accepted. V'hachein, chein is the grace that you see on a person. Chein comes from the lashon chinam, free. It's a matanat chinam. It's a free present which a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person because of his situation, because of who he is. So it says, v'achein, v'achashivut, and the importance shel Yisrael of a person, nit'alev nit'romem b'fnei kol mi shetzrichim, goes up and is goes up in front of all those who shetzrichim, i.e., hen b'ruchani, hen b'gashmi. That means a person gets the heights in ruchnias and heights in gashmias through the Torah. Okay? Ki achshav ba'avonoteinu harabim, chein v'chashivus, the chein, the grace and the chashivus, the importance of the person, ha'amiti, the true importance of Israel, nafal, fell, because we're in Golus. Ki achshav ikha chashivus v'chein, the main importance of chein, hu etzlam, it's by the goyim, it's not by us. That's what Golus is. It's taken away from us. Aval ayadei haTorah, but even so, Ayadei haTorah nit'ala hachein, becomes higher the chein of a person and is chashivus of Israel and generally of the Jewish people. Ki haTorah nikrat ayelet ahavim v'yalat chein. Torah is called the dear thing to us and that which gives us grace. Shema'ala chein alomdeh. It gives chein to those who learn it. V'aledeizeh nitkablim kol ha'tfilot v'bakashot. So he said, when a person has this chein which comes through the Torah, then all his tefillahs and his requests are answered. Now he's going to explain what it means, this Torah, and how we get this chein. So he says, ki isha Yisraeli, a person, a Jew, צריך תמיד להסתכל בהשכל על כל דבר ולקשה עצמו אל החוכמה. A person has to look at everything with השכלה, with a deep understanding, right? ולקשה עצמו אל החוכמה, and to connect himself to the חוכמה. Here speaking about חוכמה זה Torah. Means when a person looks in the world, right? He tries to connect everything that he sees in the world to חוכמה זה Torah. V'hasechel sheyesh b'chol dava, and the sechel, the understanding there is in everything, to mikasher this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called sechel, right? When you see something in the world, you don't see it for what it is. You see a depth to it, and you connect it to your Creator, right? You connect it to the Torah, to His Ratzon. That's what sechel means, when you understand the purpose of things in the world. Right? You see this, it's just a cup. Right? A plastic cup. What has scale is in this plastic cup? What is it in there? It was created, it's a piece of plastic, you throw it away. So what's where's Kodesh Baruch Hu in this plastic cup?
Contains the water.
Huh?
It's a vessel.
It's a vessel that contains water, okay. But where's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? The purpose of this plastic cup, you brought it, right? Is that you thirsty, and if you're thirsty, you won't be able to concentrate well. So you brought a plastic cup to fill it with water, so now it can quench your thirst, and you can concentrate on a piece of Torah. That's the purpose of this plastic cup. That's the haskalah that's in this plastic cup. Everything in the world has haskalah. Everything in the world has a purpose. The deeper you understand the world, you deeper understand the purpose of everything in the world. So this plastic cup, you understand that. Okay, so it's on this plastic cup. There's like billions of them, right? The ones that are in China, some Chinaman's drinking from a plastic cup, some water, right? What's the haskalah in that one? Then he'll be not thirsty, so what? So he'll work and he'll make an iPod so he can record the shit. Since Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world to reveal his Rotson, right? Everything is there in potential in the world to reveal that Rotson. So if I can understand that, first I have to understand that. If I can understand that and I can see the Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything in the world, then I'm seeing the world in a very different plane. I'm seeing the world, kivyachol, in the eyes of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the eyes of the Creator. Because if Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world is to reveal his kavod, to reveal his goodness, to reveal his Rotson. So everything in this world has to have that. The fact that I don't see it, is because I'm not using my haskalah, or I'm somewhat blind to seeing the world. Right? Like you see Ra in the world, you see evil in the world. Right? That's harder for us to understand what's the haskalah of that shows the Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it does. Everything in the world, when a person sees on a deeper level, is there to produce this deeper understanding. That's what's called haskel. To see the Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Yeah? When we go out, things happen. What do? We just, something happened. We don't take note of it. We don't think, no. On a deeper level, everything that happens to a person is a voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu telling him something. Now, I'm not saying go crazy about it, but think about it. You came to Yeshiva, you know how you got here. This happened, and that happened, and that happened, and that. Everyone has his own story, right? But there were certain things that might not have happened, that happened to you, that brought you here, or that made you make a decision. There were probably like 10, 15 things that happened. Maybe one of them were missing, you might not have been here. Every little thing has its little purpose and little place.
What?
An emotional relationship with someone. What do you mean? You know someone. The Lashon for Adam and Chava, right, was what? V'yada et Chava Ishto. So you know these biblical books, right? And he knew her biblically. What's it mean that? Why does he use Lashon Yada? Das means to connect. You connect when you know something, when you understand it on a deeper level. You read a book, you read about an author. The author wrote it 200 years ago, 100 years ago. You never saw them, you don't have a picture of them, right? Before they were characters. And you read the book, and it teaches you something about life. A depth of life, a depth of understanding. You feel connected to the author. You feel connected to the book, it teaches you something very deep. A person connects. You can connect physically, you can connect emotionally, but the depth of connection comes from a deep understanding of the other person. A deep understanding of respect. So now he says, why do we have to understand something? So he says, "Kedei she'yair lo hasechel she'yesh b'chol dava," that it will give light. The sechel will give light to everything. Litkarev la'Hashem yitbarach, because when you understand the purpose of everything in the world, that will bring you close to your Creator. Just so you understand the person, you understand the book, that brings you close to the author. The same thing. Ayadei oto dava, through that thing which you understand. Now you understand the purpose of that cup. Right? The purpose comes to you won't be thirsty, so you can understand about the ship, right? That understanding, you'll be surprised. Those little understandings bring you close to Creator, because it comes b'chol derachecha de'ehu. In all your ways, you know Him. Das, you connect with Him. That means when a person goes through his life and every single thing he does, he knows he's doing it and he's aware that he's doing it for the sake of his Creator. That connects him with everything he does to his Creator. He's fully connected. When a person's fully connected, that's called, he has haskalah. You see, that's the highest level a person can reach, when he's fully connected in everything he does to his Creator. Right? Ki hasechel hu ol gadol. The sechel is a very, very big light. Very umi'ir lo v'chol drachav. And it gives light to him in all his ways. Kamo shekatuv. Chochmas adam ta'ir pana. The wisdom of a person gives light to his face. It means it's me'ir lo. V'zeh b'chinat Yaakov. This is the concept of Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov zachar b'chorah. Yaakov got the firstborn from Esau, right? He took it from Esau. You know, if you only know Newtonian mechanics, you can still build bridges.
Sure.
You can build rockets. You go to the moon, Mars, right? If you know quantum mechanics, you can do a lot more, right? They haven't built anything with quantum mechanics yet, right? Maybe solid states, you know, computers and stuff like that, flash drives. That's about the only thing they have. You know, most of your computers work on basic things from quantum mechanics, right? And you know, one day they'll make the quantum computer, and then you know, you'll have instant information transmission. That'll be fun, right? You imagine an iPhone with instant information transmission? You'd be crazy. But it's in theory you can do that. In theory, they have the physics to do it. It's all physics, even. So it doesn't mean you understand the full world. It doesn't mean you understand everything. The more you understand, the more you have a kesher to the world, a connection to the world. So the more you understand of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more you have a connection with Him. The more you understand your purpose in the world, the more you understand where you're going, how the world works. That brings you to a connection. Learning Torah isn't just like, you know, we have a mix of learning Torah. No. Learning Torah is the way a person connects with his Creator. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchot Isuri Biyah that we only have the thoughts of the physical world, you know, like women or whatever, to a person whose mind is empty from Torah. Because a person's mind is full of Torah, his mind is always thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time. What do you mean thinking about Kodesh Baruch Hu the whole time? You look at the cup, you look at the thing, you think about your life, you think about what this is happening, you think about all sorts of things, but it's all in relationship to your Creator. Right? It's really for second years.
This joke.
You understand? That's why we're learning. We're learning to connect. Learning Torah isn't an academic thing. When you're learning Gemara, it seems you're doing something academic. It isn't. When you're learning Gemara, you're learning how Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks. You're relating to Him. You're changing your way of process of thinking. You're changing your ideas of thinking. You look at things in a different way. After you learn Gemara for a while, the way you think will change. That's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks. That's what Torah is. You with me? Bechor is the Reishis. Shu Reishis, the first, right? We say, Reishis Chochma. Chochma is the beginning, the first Gilui. The first revelation is Chochma. The first revelation is the word. Bereishis, it says Bereishis. It says Bechochmata. With Chochma, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. The beginning of the revelation in the world is Chochma. That's the Reishis. Shu Bechines Chochma. This is the concept of Chochma. He's bringing it here from Tikkun Ezar. Kamosha Katuv, Reishis Chochma, the beginning of Chochma, Zehu Bechinas V'yakveini Zeh Pa'amayim, speaking about when he swiddled Esav, Pa'amayim, he took his Bechora, right? And he took his Brochas from him. V'targum Unklus, what does it mean, V'yakveini? V'yak V'chach Mani, right? So Yaakov is associated with this Chochma. Now, what is this chokhmah? It's like, let's try to understand it. He swindled Esav. He took away from Esav. What did he took away from Esav? Esav represents the Ra in the world. That's why when Yaakov, I think I heard this from Rosenberg, when Yaakov came into the world, he was holding the heel of Esav. The heel of Esav, why was he holding the heel of Esav? He's called after that. The Jew is here to remove the Ra in the world, to prevent Esav for standing on his feet. We're holding his heel, we're pulling him down. You understand? We're not letting him get out. We're here for that. That's one of our purposes, not the only one, right? To reveal Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotzer in the world. And this concept of Yaakov is Bechina Shemesh. He is the concept of the sun. Ki ha-sechel hu me'ir lo b'chol drachav. The sun gives light to everything. When you have sunshine on something, and if it's nighttime, you don't see something. You don't understand what it is. You see a post, it looks like a person. You know, it's a sharp. Nighttime is a time of darkness. God is like that. You don't see clearly. Light, Shemesh, gives light to things. You see them clearly. You understand what they are. Right? That's Boker. That's all. Right? So that's Bechina Shemesh. That's the sechel of a person. He sees the things in its proper form. When you see a thing in its proper form, you see how it's here in this world in relation to its creation. What's its gilu of the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu? What's its revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world? Right? So that, ki ha-sechel hu me'ir lo b'chol drachav, it gives light to him in all his ways, k'mo ha-shemesh, like the sun. And he knows where he's going, he knows the purpose and where he's going, he sees the ways, he knows where to go, he knows how to pursue his purpose. V'zeh b'chinat orach tzadikim, the ways of the righteous, k'or noga, it's like the light, a bright light, holech v'or, ad nachon hayom, he goes and gives light till the day. This is the concept of the letter chet, which is chokhma, right? Loshen chiyut. Chet is loshen of chiyut. Chet is chet yutaf, right? That's loshen chiyut. Loshen of life. Why is life associated with chokhma? It's a pasuk. Ki ha chokhma v'asechel hu ha chiyut shel kol davar. It's the life behind everything. Kumo shekatuv. Ha chokhma techaye et ba'aleh. The wisdom of a person, the other, it gives life to. What do you mean life? Talk about life. What do you mean life? Why is life chokhmah? When you talk about life, it means moving, a thing, an amoeba has life, a cell has life. What does it mean life? What does it mean life?
Connected.
The way we're understanding life, chokhmah is, or haskel, is you see the thing as something connected to its creator. You see that it has a purpose. That's what it means.
So isn't everything alive?
No.
Everything has purpose.
Both. Yeah, everything has purpose. So everything's alive. As long as it has purpose. Now, the Gemara says, tzaddikim, even when they're dead, are called alive. And rishayim, even when they're alive, are called dead. Because if they're not going in the ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not fulfilling their purpose, that's death. Death is when you're disconnected from your purpose. Life is when you're connecting to your purpose. The more you connect with your purpose, the more you're connected with life. Now I'm going to explain this concept of Ra. Ra, the word for Ra is what? The word for Ra comes from the word Ra'ua. Ra'ua means something which is broken. The word for tov, where do we see the word for tov? Tov is, it says, lahativ et hanerot. When the Kohen, God, when he lights the menorah, so first he puts the wicks in, the oil, the wicks, he changes the wicks. It's called hatavat hanerot. It's called lehativ et hanerot. Lehativ, therefore, means to fix, to put something in its place that it can be now used. I to put something into its functional form. Ra is to break something from its functional form. That means this cup is functional. When it's broken, it has a hole in it, it's broken. It no longer can hold the water, it no longer has a functional form. Right? If I stick something in there, close the hole, that's called lehitiv. I'm putting it back into its functional form. All Ra is a disconnect for the functionality of something. All tov is fixing the thing to be expressed in its functional form. So if a human being was created, right, to connect with his creator, anything that he does that puts him into that functionality is tov. Anything that he does which is a dysfunction of that, because he's created from two parts, he's created from the neshama and his guf, and they connect. When his goof is a functionality of his neshama, it's an expression of his neshama, that's tov, because then he's expressing the reason he was created for. When his goof is dysfunctional, is not expressing his neshama, it's expressing only his goof for the sake of his goof, not for the sake of his neshama. You're drinking, right? That's the sake of your goof. No, but you're drinking with a higher element. So you won't be thirsty, so you can concentrate on the shir, whatever it is, right? That's taking something which is physical and giving it its functional form. That's called tov. Ra is, if you drink whatever you drink, right? You drink Coca-Cola and feel free, right? That's what I mean, right? Don't worry about the caffeine, don't worry about the sugar, don't worry about anything, feel free. Maybe you feel free. Don't know about a lot. But that's taking something and not using it for its functional form. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the difference between tov and ra. That's what it means. A tzaddik, right, is life. Because he's living with his chochmah, with his haskel. He's seeing everything in the world and everything he does in the functional form of relating to his creator. He's seeing a depth in the world. Ra is when you disconnect. You don't see it. You see it as a physical thing. It's there for the purpose of physicality. It's there for the purpose of enjoyment. It's there for the purpose of whatever. Right? There's no relationship to its creator. That's ra. Because it's dysfunctional in terms of where it was, what it's created for. You understand? Ra is only there because the world has a purpose. You can't have ra if there wasn't tov. The only if the world has a purpose and has a function, which is to connect its creator, which is to reveal a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Only then, something which is being used not to do that, or to negate the revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, that's considered ra. But you can't have ra unless you have purpose. There can't be a concept of tov ra unless there's a functionality in the world. Understanding the purpose of your life, functionality of your life, what you're living for, is not something a person can reach. It's a process that a person's in. That's why learning Torah is that process. The Haskalah in the world through learning Torah is that process. Now, we just said that your tefillahs are answered. What do you mean your tefillahs are answered? If you're living a life and you're spending your time wanting to connect to the world and to make the world a function of the revelation of your creator in the world. So if you're living with that purpose, that's what Torah, you see the world in that way. That's what Torah means, yeah? So of course your tefillah is going to be answered. Because you're living for what you need to be living. If you need something to bring on that functionality in the world, of course it's going to be answered, because you were created for that. Why wouldn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu give it to you if you're living with that? But if you're living in a dysfunctional way, giving you the things that you need to live dysfunctionally, why would I want to do that? The Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world for you to express His will, and you're expressing His will, and you're seeing His will in the world. Of course He want to give you the tools in order to do that. Your tefillahs are just, give me the tools to do that. But if you're not doing that, and you're not aware of it, so giving you the tools to be more not aware, or to take you away of that awareness, why should He do that? Does it make sense to do that? He might do it. Like it says, if a person does enough averas, He'll give him stuff, to remove him from the world, to give him the physical world and not get on Amabha. That's not a good giving. If a person can know his purpose, that means knowing God.
There's no free will.
There is free will, but there's no, you can't know fully the rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu created you with a certain rotzen, with a certain will. If you know the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's kivyachol, even from your own specific purpose, that's knowing God's will with respect to you. How can you know God's will? Completely. You can't. So purpose is a process. It's a process of understanding His will. It's a process of understanding what your purpose is, and getting closer to His will. And it's a long process. That's why Olam Haba is forever. This is a world for a short period of time. Hayom la'asotav. The schar in Olam Haba is a deepening of that understanding of understanding his will and a closeness of that will. The schar in the world is that understanding.
So, your purpose of...
We don't have that chen, we don't have that chivs, that life force in us. We're not connecting, we don't see everything, we're in darkness. We don't see how everything is related to Creator. That's godless. We don't have that connection. When there's Beis HaMikdash, you walk into the temple. You see the Amud. No flies, no nothing. You see Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly. You see Kesher. You bring a korban, you feel differently. All your sins were taken away. You feel clean. You feel ruhani clean. Some people, Yom Kippur, feel, you know, after Yom Kippur, they feel elated. Because they were Yom Kippur. They feel cleaned up. So we feel something. Shabbos, you know, the people, the big people, Shabbos. Shabbos, you know what you get on Shabbos? Not only the cholent, the meals of the families. Yeah. Neshami and Tera. Some people, they used to grow on Shabbos. The story, they used to grow, they used to look taller. On Shabbos, you know what the Neshami and Tera is on Shabbos? The Gros says. The Neshami and Tera on Shabbos is your Chochma and your Bina. The Ketarim, the crowns that you lost on Har Sinai, you regain them on Shabbos. That means you're on the level of Matan Torah on Shabbos. You're Adam HaRishon before the Chet on a certain level. That's what Shabbos is. You should not have a Yetzirah. You think I'm joking? The Mishnah says that an Ama Aretz, a person who's not believed about his Maestros, Shabbos and Ama Aretz. We're not talking about a Tzadik Edo, an Ama Aretz. He's believed about his Maestros. Why? Eiman Shabbos Alav. The fear, the awe of Shabbos is on him. We're not even like Amaratzim nowadays. Where's Eiman Shabbos for us? Will you speak more truthfully on Shabbos? You have Eiman Shabbos Alav. The Amaratzim of the Mishnayos. There's a Shulchan Aruch says, Bekoshi, you know, you have certain speeches you can make on Shabbos. You can't talk about, you know, your jobs or work or, you know, anything which you can't do on Shabbos, you can't speak on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Bekoshi Hitiru, to speak Bechlal on anything on Shabbos. Dvarim Betalim on Shabbos. Shabbos is something. So maybe you have a little bit for Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, you know, once a year we can uplift ourselves. But Shabbos is much bigger. We don't feel the Ruchnius. That's what he's talking about. That's the Haskalah. The feeling, the seeing of Ruchnius in the world. The feeling of it, the living with it. That gives a person chiyus. That gives a person life. We're not living, we're not connecting. Life comes to when you connect to life. When you connect to your Creator, you connect to that earth thing, which is the source, the life source of the world. The more you're connected to it, the more you have life. And you connect by understanding how everything in the world connects to Him. That gives you chiyus, that gives you life. So the neshama has basically five parts. It has the nefesh, which is the animalistic soul. Even animals have a nefesh. It's a nefesh of a cow, a nefesh of a dog, a nefesh of a homo sapien. We have a nefesh, right? A nefesh of a man. So a nefesh of a man, he has more of a brain, he can speak, he can be creative, but it's a nefesh. It's the thing which gives you chiyus, which gives you life, right? Your nefesh is always there. Your ruach is spirit, right? Goyim also have ruach. They have ruach. Most people, that's what everyone has. Nefesh and ruach, person always has, right? Maybe the higher parts of those things we might not have, but nefesh and ruach, basically, simply speaking, we all have. Ruach means spirit, right? That's the choice of good and bad. Like the Gros says, like a horse, you ride, and that's your goof, and you decide about it. You have the ruach, the spirit to, you know, to move it, to whatever, right? Now you have the three higher level souls, which is only associated with Jews. It's only associated with mitzvahs. So whoever has these mitzvahs, so goyim have seven mitzvahs, but they know, so they have some level of it, but they don't have the higher level. So you have what's called neshama, that's a spiritual soul. You have a chachma, or what's called chaya, gives you life, that's called chachma. We haven't spoken about the neshama, he speaks about this. Then you have what's called the yechida, that's unity, oneness. Where you only see, all you see the world, you see completely the oneness of your creator. Right? You see everything in relation to him. Right? So they're related. Yeah? So most of the time, our neshama, our chokhmah, or our yechida are not in us. Moshe Rabbeinu was zocher that his neshama completely permeated him. And since it completely permeated him, he didn't die in the same way that people die. Moshe Rabbeinu's burial, well, we don't know where his burial is. Maybe we don't know where he was buried somewhere and around, but we don't know where it is. No. If you go look for him, you're not going to find him. It means he fixed his goof, that his goof was no longer physical, and it's somewhere in the spiritual worlds. Because his neshama and his goof became one. So it's not in the same physical world, so you won't find it here. That means we don't know the burial place of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that you don't know, he lost count of it. It means it's in a different place, it's a different spiritual level. So it's not found in this world. You understand?
Is it always like that?
You're born with most of your neshama outside you. A child, a baby, is like a little animal. What it does is eat and sleep. What does it do? So when it grows up, most of the time children are very selfish. My toy, my things. They're cute, stuff like that, right? But children are very animalistic. Till they get the Yetzer Tov, which comes in gradually, the Das, it comes in gradually, until they finally get a big portion of it at Bar Mitzvah, and then they have free will, so to speak, they have an equal choice, and then they're obligated to their actions, right? So then the neshama permeates a person through his actions, through his understanding, through a deepening of his understanding. It's an avoda.